What graduate school should you go to? Part of this will depend upon personal circumstances. There are, as I said, increasingly numbers of people who, because of family obligations or whatever, aren't able to move that far, and therefore your range will be somewhat circumscribed. If, on the other hand, you are more mobile, it's a good idea to cast your net very broadly. And I say that because for a number of reasons. One of which, if you're in a research area and you want to pursue graduate and you're thinking possibly about a PhD, you want to begin to identify those schools which have the best reputation for research in the area you want. And I really want to emphasize that because at some point in time, you may be forced to make a decision. You may have been admitted to two or three different programs. And the temptation in many cases is to go to the program which was offering you the most money. I certainly would not discourage you from thinking about money. Beer does not grow on trees. On the other hand, at the end of the day, the quality of your degree and the research networks you're in will count heavily. And I once had a graduate student many years ago who, against my best advice, chose to go to a school that was providing very, very lucrative funding, but had not developed a strong reputation in the area they wanted to go. That student is still trying to get a job because she doesn't have the kind of network and foundations that she might have had had she gone to a different school. In my case, I went to a university which didn't provide me with any funding. I worked part-time as a grad student and learned to love lentils, but it was the best school for me. And academically, despite the fact that I really don't like lentils anymore, I really. That was some of the best years of my life. So you want to look at what kind of grad schools. Look at what they have to offer. And here, probably the first place to go is, again, to talk to somebody that you already know in the program. If you're staying in history or sociology, or you're in business and you want to go into an MBA program, talk to people you know. Talk to people in the program, supervisors, professors, and that. Find out from them which programs might be most appropriate. A lot of MBA programs, for example, look quite similar. But if you dig a little bit deeper, you'll find that a lot of them specialize in particular areas. If you're interested in the energy sector, for example, then a place like University of Calgary, because of where it's located, will be stronger in that than, for example, St. Mary's. But St. Mary's has strengths in other areas. International business, for example, it's developed a very good reputation. Talk to people in the know. Tap into them. And you'll find most profs, because we've gone through it, we get enthusiastic about graduate school. That's what we did, are more than happy to talk to you about it. And if you can talk to two or three, you can get several perspectives. Once you've identified the schools that actually have the programs you're interested in, look at the nature of the way their programs are set up. Is it a one-year program or a two-year program at the master's level? Does it matter to you whether it's a one-year or a two-year? Is it course-based, thesis-based? Look at the kind of implications that will have. What kind of funding do they offer? And as I said at the beginning, don't just think about the money the school is offering. Think about its reputation. Think about how that program is going to help advance your career. In some cases, maybe there's not many choices. In a very highly specialized program, there's only one or two places you can go. Beyond that, though, in a lot of the standard sciences and arts programs, you'll find that most universities are going to offer something that looks similar to what you want. Dig a bit more deeply, see what their research reputations are like. Once you've identified them, contact them. Contact the graduate program director. And I say this for a couple of reasons. There are questions you can ask, which you should be asking. Also, given the fact that most of these programs is very competitive to get in, becoming known to them even before you submit your application, sort of flags them in their memory. Oh yeah, I remember that person. They've been corresponding with me. You can also find about the way you want to tailor it. Somebody going to the website here at York University, for example, and saying, oh, they may want to do Indian history, and they look on the website and discover I'm listed under history. I do India. For them simply to apply to do a degree with me without knowing what aspect of Indian history I do, they may be wasting their money. If they wanted to do medieval India, I would direct them elsewhere. I wouldn't take a student in medieval Indian history because it's not my research area. And if I did accept them, if they were smart, they would reject me because I can't launch their career. It's not my research area. The other thing about contacting them, especially at the master's level, if it's a one-year master's, sometimes a two-year master's, and the person you'd like to work with, it turns out they're going on sabbatical, why put in the application? Or maybe they're already at capacity, and therefore you wouldn't be accepted, not because you're not good enough, but because they have too many students. Most faculty members who are taking research students, and here I'm talking about the research masters, you know, we feel that an obligation not to take too many students in so we can actually give them our undivided attention. And therefore, here at York, most of our programs are very intent on balancing out the load. And so you may be very well qualified, and we might otherwise want to take you in, but we feel it's not fair to you to take you in. So sounding them out, finding out what their interests are. You may not have a really good idea. You may think, well, I'm kind of interested in early 19th century India. I'm going to contact this Peers guy to find out what are the kind of interesting topics in there. And through a discussion back and forth, they'll hear from me whether I'm interested. They'll hear from me what kind of areas I'm interested in. And so when they actually write their proposal, they're confident, A, I've got a pulse and I'm going to be there. B, they can write their proposal in such a way as to align their interests with mine, which will make it more likely, if I've got capacity, that I'll accept them, all things being equal. So engage in those kinds of discussions. Now, for more career-oriented master's programs, ones which you're not necessarily going to work with a specific supervisor the way you would in history or biology or whatever, there you're going to want to look at the kind of curriculum that they're offering. What kind of opportunities are to specialize? Are there opportunities to do work in your area of interest? Maybe, again, you're interested in doing an MBA, and your interest is in not-for-profit sector. Does their program have the opportunity for you to develop that kind of expertise? If not, check another one. Similarly, Masters of Education programs. Maybe your interest is in working in early childhood. Some universities will have stronger strengths in that than others. So look at their curriculum in those kind of career-oriented ones. Talk to your supervisors and talk to the institutions you're thinking about. In many cases, you'll probably apply to several. And that's not a bad idea. You want to spread the risk. You don't want to rely simply upon one. And who knows? Maybe you'll apply to several, be accepted by several, and then you can get into a little bit of a bidding war to see which one is going to offer you the most funding.